And now, the new adventures of Matt Hancock.
Let me begin by saying how wonderful it is to be in Macclesfield today. Perhaps if we go around the room and just introduce ourselves with a few words about who we are and why we're here.
Oh, fuck that. I'm Ron Progress. He's Beauregard Plotini. That's Roman Raisin. And we are the board members who called you in for this meeting.
Right, well, okay. I'm the former Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, who you may recall from TV's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Or from that time I had an affair with my secretary. As you know, these days I'm a freelance strategist, political heavyweight, and, of course, celebrity. I know you wanted me to assist you with the future plans for your business, so I'll turn it over to you for your presentation.
Talk funny, don't you, boys? I'll turn it over to you for your presentation.
La-di-da, posh sod with plums in his mouth.
Yeah, fucking fancy boy.
I mean, what were the broad strokes initiatives you wanted my oversight of and advice upon? If you didn't prepare a PowerPoint, perhaps we can...
Ooh, look at thy broad strokes initiatives.
Oh, do you want my oversight? Would you like to see my powerful point? Well, did you want my bloody help or not?
Let's get one thing straight, you quim-faced, pink-tied, soft-serve scoop of shite. You're here for one thing and one thing only. Eat the pig's anus, you fat boy. Eat the anus! Eat the anus!
Oh, God, no!
Eat it, you philandering murderer!
I'm a celebrity! Get me out of here!
Welcome to this, the 34th broadcast of the National Spelling Bee. And we're live from the British Library, once again our host for this most illustrious date in the independent school calendar. Now this heat features the Key Stage 2 group winners, so please give a warm round of applause to our four brave contestants, Felicity, Jacob, Sebastian and Isla. So Felicity, who's 7 and from Godalming in Surrey, you're first up. As you know, words are generated at random, and you have 8 seconds on the clock to give me the correct spelling of massacre.
M-A-S-S-A-C-R-E, massacre.
Congratulations, Felicity, that's correct. You may sit down. And Jacob's next. Jacob, welcome. You're 8, and you're from Buckhurst Hill. You breezed through your previous heat, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Don't be smug. lovely stuff. Now, kindly spell, Jacob, erinaceous.
Can you put it into a context for me, please?
Okie dokie. With your stupid gelled hair, Jacob, you look positively erinaceous. No, Jacob, stupid. Sit down. Moving on. Sebastian is 7 and from Little Sodom. Sebi, spell cystitis.
Is.
Sebastian, you're an absolute tool. Honestly, that's just, it's just fucking moronic. And simply not good enough, is it? Let's move on from that embarrassment. Isla, my darling, how are you? Shush now. Please spell, and don't embarrass yourself, cholangiocarcinoma.
8 seconds.
Can you put it in a sentence, please?
Yes, Isla, I can. This presenting job makes me want to get a cholangiocarcinoma. Spell anal fissure. £14,000 a term for this bullshit.
Wrong.
Spell licentious.
Yes, Isla! Bloody ass
me! They're booing you, Isla.
Spell
No!
No!
Wrong.
What is wrong with you?
Sorry, I don't know.
Do you go to a state school?
Can I help you at all, sir?
No, not really. I'm here to see my nan, but visiting time hasn't begun yet, so I just wandered in here to kill time.
Well, let me know if you need any help as you begin your journey with us today.
Begin my journey?
Oh, sorry, it's just the kind of awful crap us poor retail staff are forced to say in 2023 by our unfeeling head office overlords. But if you buy anything, I'll have to ask you if you've already taken out one of our loyalty cards or if you'll be wanting to sign up for one. We offer redeemable points on future gifting purchases as well as discounts at the point of sale.
I was going to buy the old deer some nuts. I will not be taking out a loyalty membership in order to do that.
I quite understand, yes. But we have to offer it. Or we might get fired. Should you prove to be a mystery shopper in disguise?
Mystery shopper? Look, I expect that kind of thing in a serious retail environment, such as, I don't know, a Hatton Garden diamond exchange. But here, in a hospital, perhaps you could puncture this miasma of nonsense by just showing me your nuts.
They're just on the gondola unit over there, to the left of the charts.
The charts?
Yes, our top 10 best-selling items, as depicted on the planogram from head office.
You must be joking.
The novelty That's Me Fucked t-shirts are a new entry at number 10.
A touch macabre. What else is bothering this top 10 of which you speak?
The cabbage-flavoured fruit pastels are still very popular, 500 grams for a tenner.
As if the patients in this hospital haven't suffered enough. Oh, what's this?
Oh, yes, the emergency 10-minute last will and testament gift sets. They're flying out the door like hotcakes, they are. Also, the MRSA hoodies.
These novelty T-shirts are a step too far, sir. Can I have a go on your widow?
Very popular with middle-aged men visiting their golf buddies, I understand. And who could resist these novelty wristbands with funny slogans?
Funny slogans like, my wife says do not resuscitate. I mean, I can see the need on occasion for this sort of anarchic frivolity. Sure, and I salute your efforts to bring the gift of comedy to even the most downbeat patient visit, but my nan is just having a bit of trouble with her waterworks, and I want to give her some nuts.
Okay, but let me offer you a deep discounted T-shirt for just £2.99 when you purchase any nuts.
Let me see what it says. You don't have to be mad to work here, but you do need to be a board-certified thoracic surgeon. I think I'll skip it if it's all the same to you.
Oh, no, totally, yeah. It's no skin off my nose. I'm just watching over the shop while the manager takes a piss anyway.
Well, you mean you don't even work here?
No, I'm a cardiologist. I just came down here for a cheeky smoke.
We interrupt this episode to bring you a trigger warning. The following sketch contains stuff about self-harm.
Like and subscribe.
Welcome back to the channel, you guys. I'm going to share with you my trend predictions for 2024. It's going to be super fun, and we'll talk about what I'm loving, what other people are loving, what we're all going to be loving, which is super exciting. I'm so done with 2023 right now. I feel so inspired with my own style, and I've been getting so much inspiration from my Pinterest, my TikTok, my Insta, and I have a massive list for you guys, like 3 pages. So this is the most amount of things that I've talked to you guys about. And oh my God, I'm so excited to share this with you, because first up, what you're going to do is going to check out capri pants. Oh my God, this is for real, and I've seen a certain fast fashion brand already getting these out in time for summer. But, you know, make them your own, upcycle, shit yourself in them, do some funky staining on the rear, buy second hand. You know, we've all been loving the sporty aesthetic right now, so blending them with ballet core and hyper feminine, Papua New Guinea tribal would be amazing. Mini white socks, shove on kitten heels. I cannot wait, you guys. I'm so into this right now. So next up, scarring. So we're all cutting ourselves, letting the wounds heal into some really creative shapes right now. It can be super cute. So it was like the domain of like tattoos to be the body canvas for us all to express ourselves, but you know, that's totally 2022, so expect 2024 to be all about the bespoke scars. Head to Camden Blades, they will blade your skin into some really fat scars. And in a little secret for you right now, I'm thinking actually to take the tip of my nose off for that really cool, like stunted, long, chainy look. But, you know, admittedly, guys, I'm terrified of the pain, but it's got to be done. And it's, like, super cheap. It's really achievable style. And, you know, it also leads me on to my next trend, which is the off-the-shoulder look. It's one of the most flattering silhouettes out there. I'm a massive fan of this right now. Straight cut, asymmetric. I'm here for it. Just take a bread knife, serrated edges work best. Take the skin off the shoulder, peel it back about 9 inches square. I mean, the pain will be unbearable, but it's sustainable and affordable. Just check out the TikTok memes. It looks incredible, and you can accessorize it with gold chain handbags that really complement and irritate the gaping wound. I'm here for it. Oh my God, no, I'm so obsessed by this neck trend. I think we're really going to see a lot of this in 2024. So wearing the actual skin of like couture designers. So you can see I'm wearing these incredible Vivienne Westwood gloves. And this really pale, gnarly leather was taken from her actual corpse. And there's some incredible detail with this stitched VW Orb logo.
What? Too soon, guys?
And even some of her body hair for the extra patina. Oh my God, yeah. This, for 2024, I love it. And if you go on Vinted, it's super fun to seek out, like, shoes made out of Gianni Versace's actual skin too. Check out these heavy tan brogues. You know, it sent me into a bit of a, like, moment when I discovered this actual Alexander McQueen low-waisted tutu made from the extra flaps of skin from around his buttocks. I mean, WTF, I cannot wait for more designers to die. I mean, does Hugo Boss even exist? Comment below, you guys. Like and subscribe.
I love fashion.
Actually, just before we carry on, I've got to do my lingua dingle. I'm learning French and I don't want to lose my 136-day streak. Bear with, it won't take a minute.
Voici un homme.
Here is a man.
Il s'appelle Atatürk Patakik.
His name is Atatürk Patakik.
Atatürk n'a pas d'ami.
Atatürk has no friends.
Atatürk sent le caca et le pipi.
Atatürk smells of poo and pee.
Atatürk passe les séjournées debout dans le centre-ville à pleurer.
Atatürk spends his days standing something in the town centre crying?
Ataturk Pattercake is ton petit ami.
Ataturk Pattercake is your boyfriend.
Maintenant pas, idiot d'anglais.
Now be gone, English oaf. Enter.
Good afternoon, Father. Nanny said you wished to see me.
Indeed. Come in, Jeremy.
Certainly.
Do warm yourself by the hearth, boy.
Oh, thank you, Father. It is rather inclement for August.
Jeremy. Jeremiah.
Father?
You may be wondering why I summoned you here today, as unaccustomed as I am to being paternal. Truth is, boy, it is time for us, we two, to have a rather delicate conversation.
Did I make spitter spatter on the lavatory seat again, Father? I've tried so hard to make my aim true.
No, Jeremy, I wanted to speak to you today of, urges.
Urges?
Yes, it's around this time that a young man's mind turns to love.
4:30 in the afternoon, you mean?
No, Jeremy, I speak of your age. You must be, 14, 15 now?
I'm 29, Father.
Indeed. High time, then, that we should address your thoughts of amorous congress.
Perhaps, sir, though I'm ashamed to admit I'm not quite sure exactly what that is.
Forgive me. I refer, of course, to a convivial society.
I'm sorry?
Well, the act of basket making. Bread and butter.
Father, are you feeling quite well?
I'm perfectly well, Jeremy. Let me rephrase this for a more youthful appreciation. You have perhaps harboured thoughts or questions, or indeed enjoyed the promise of slap and tickle.
Slap and what?
Of how's your father?
Well, he's being most cryptic right now, I have to admit.
Oh, for goodness sake, Jeremy. Being at Clickett, Pulley Hawley, planting a parsnip, groping for trout in a peculiar river.
I fancy, sir, you are speaking euphemistically.
Yes, Jeremy, yes, I am. Let's just cut to the chase, shall we? I speak of making sex. Perhaps you might like to peruse these pamphlets.
Oh, Christ! What is it? Ah! What is it?
Calm down, it's a woman, Jeremy.
Not any kind of woman that I've seen. She's grotesque.
No, that's what a woman looks like beneath her clothing.
And what is the appendage that he's wielding?
We all have one, Jeremy.
Will he hurt her, Papa? It's abhorrent.
No, it's all perfectly natural.
It's unholy. 'Tis rancorous, Father.
It's procreation, Jeremy. But if these images are displeasing to you, then perhaps you'd prefer a little man-on-man action.
Ah! My eyes! My eyes!
Oh, grow up, you imbecile.
How have I been shielded from such foulness?
Yes, what have you been doing all alone in your bedroom these last few years? I mean, I bought you an iPad in the hope that you'd be more worldly.
What? They have this shit on the internet?
And now it's time for Looking Up and Inside with Ptolemy Botolf. This week, Ptolemy sits down with the leader of a new political party that's turning British politics on its head.
The political landscape of the United Kingdom is changing in unrecognisable ways. The Conservative Party, who have ruled over us since Gordon Brown was bafflingly voted out of office, are now even less popular with the electorate than a marauding evil army of paedophile clowns. Our politics is as broken as our economy and our weather. While the usual suspects debate ditching our ancient first-past-the-post electoral system, others are taking more drastic and immediate action. A recent series of by-election wins for Britain's newest political party, anyone but the Tories, has seen the red wall begin to crumble. Is this new voice in our politics impossible to ignore now? We're joined tonight by their leader, Donovan Climax. Donovan, welcome.
Did you look at that? Our candidate has just taken Kensington and Chelsea from the Conservatives. It's a 38% swing.
Well, let me be the first to offer you my congratulations. Your party is really making waves. How did it all begin?
Yeah, well, we were just chatting down the pub, really, about how, you know, these days the British would quite happily vote for anyone but the Tories, so we decided to put our political money where our democratic mouth is.
And exactly who did you field as your candidate in the Kensington and Chelsea by-election?
Oh, yeah, so we've got Alex Jones. Yeah, not the one show presenter, no. The bearded bullet denier from InfoWars.
Proving your point really rather indisputably.
Well, yeah, I mean, let me tell you, it's amazing. I mean, no one's too extreme or inappropriate or downright unsavoury for us to select as a candidate right now. We've just signed the disgraced Hollywood actor Kevin Spacey to stand in Brighton and Hove, and we're in talks with Rebecca Vardy's people about her running in Northampton.
Which, of course, all comes on the back of wins in recent months for your candidates Max Verstappen, Oscar Pistorius, Meghan Markle, and most controversially of all, Vladimir Putin in Suffolk West.
Yeah, either. Most tenacious campaigner on the doorstep, Vlad is. Absolutely dripping with the common touch. Or maybe he's dripping with Novichok. But the people of Suffolk West took him to their hearts. But to be fair, the last guy was a jabbering, slab-faced, moist-lipped dullard.
And what political principles and doctrines inform and shape your policies?
Yeah, that's all left down to the individual candidates. We don't weigh in on any of that sort of thing.
Isn't that a little cavalier? Supposing the electorate accidentally voted for, I don't know, a white supremacist or a flat earther or a Holocaust denier?
Well, I think you have to trust the voters in the UK to do their research about what it is they're actually voting for before they stampede to the ballot box.
There's a Brexit joke to be made here, but I'm just not going to risk making it.
Well, you have to be impartial. You know, we don't. Our lot can say anything. Our candidate Jim Davidson just ran on a manifesto of burning the gypos, and people lapped it up because, you know, as I think I've ably demonstrated, Britain will literally vote for anyone but the Tories these days.
So you'll be looking for more big names to represent your party in the general election?
We'll field a candidate in every constituency that the Tories do, yeah, because enough's enough. We have to come together as a nation that's facing crippling inflation and fuel bill nightmares, public sector strikes, widespread industrial action, gridlock at our borders. You know, we have to take back control.
And who are you targeting to represent you?
Well, we're hoping to appeal to some high-profile candidates, including Piers Morgan, Iron Mike Tyson, Klaus Kinski, Elon Musk, and the Emperor Palpatine.
Well, I mean, it would be remiss of me not to point out that one of those people is dead. And one of them is the fictional villain from some children's films about outer space.
Yeah, well, anyone but the Tories. Onward! And once again, the top stories tonight. The British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has voted to take strike action over pay and working conditions. And scientists declare tortoises the world's second most intelligent species, following the discovery by National Geographic photographers in Finland that the indigenous tortoise population have developed their own rudimentary air travel and created nascent smartphone technology. The Electric Sodcast was written and performed by James Burton and Ian Martin, catering by Sushi and the Banshees.